My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
So Amari Cooper wanted a new contract.
And his new he was looking
for an extension. He's 30 years old. He didn't get an extension. Instead, he got guaranteed money on what the Browns were already going to pay him, which I would completely assume that he was going to make anyway. They weren't going to cut him unless he had some big injury in training camp. But he's getting money there. And now he has incentives. So maybe he can make $25 million this year. Brandon Ayuk is in the last year of his rookie deal. He wants an extension. He wants the big money contract like all the wide receivers are getting. And the 49ers seem unwilling to give it to him. These would appear to be opportunities for a team who might be looking for a wide receiver to strike and get a good one. How much are you willing to give up to get Brandon Ayuk, Andy? And is Amari Cooper and a second-round pick, kind of what's being rumbled out there, is that too much to get Brandon Ayuk?
I think, logistically, I don't think it's that insane to do that deal. Just knowing what Amari Cooper, what just happened with his contract situation, what he was able to do for the team last year, I really like Amari Cooper. Like, I don't know that I want to trade him. I'm not feeling it. Like, I think I don't know if the fans are feeling it either. I'm struggling with it a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you, and maybe on paper I shouldn't be, but I am struggling with it. I like Amari Cooper. I enjoy watching him play for the Browns. We watched that game last year when he put up a record-setting game. It's hard to double the numbers of everybody else. I mean, you're switching best wide receivers. I don't know that I'm all in. I also know how the Browns look at players who are over 30, and I also know that they could have extended him if they wanted to just now. They didn't do it. So I'm trying to juggle, like, fandom with reality, with what might be better for the team. And the other part of it, too, was yesterday when we were talking to Scott Petrak, he talked about, you know, what this might mean for the locker room. What Amari means to the locker room, what bringing in somebody else to the locker room, and are you going to upset the apple cart by doing that? Are you going to cause animosity on your team? And then the trickle-down effect on that. There's a lot of things to take into consideration. Can you feel bad for a guy that's got a chance to make $20 million that might get traded? I don't. That's another point of it. There are a lot of things that you can think about when it comes down to it. If it happens, it happens. If it doesn't, I'm not going to be disappointed. I think that's how I feel. How about you?
I think you summed it up pretty well. Ask me right now which wide receiver I want for 2024. Which one do I want for this upcoming season? I'd be hard-pressed not to say Amari Cooper. But it's real close. You know, like Amari last year averaged a career high in receiving yards per catch, 17.4 yards per catch. Okay? Well, guess what? Brandon Ayuk averaged even more, 17.9. And Ayuk had over 1,300 yards receiving. That's more than Amari's ever had in a season. And I think Amari Cooper is terrific. I really want him on this team. This coming season, I'm hard-pressed not to take Cooper. It's clear the Browns did not have an interest in keeping Amari Cooper for sure for the next 2, 3, 4 years. Otherwise, they would have negotiated a multi-year extension with him. They didn't do that. That's telling. And now, that doesn't mean they wouldn't want him here in 2025. But it also means that they're willing to roll the dice because he can be a free agent at the end of the year. So that they're willing to roll the dice on him. They have.
I know.
And if Brandon Ayuk wanted to come to the Browns for one of those big wide receiver contracts, now I'm not going to pay him like the Dolphins are paying Tyreek Hill or the Dolphins or the Vikings are paying Justin Jefferson. And he's not Jamar Chase, but he's really pretty good. And if the Browns could get him to sign a long-term extension for the kind of money that is, say, $30 million a year, I'd make the trade.
Also, 26.
I'd make the trade.
I mean, I hate to say things that are just so industrial, but you're talking about a 30-year-old against a 26-year-old, right?
Yeah.
And unfortunately, I think that's the way they I think that's a tiebreaker in Berea. You know, it's you look at 30, you look at 26, you look at what you've seen, you just discussed some of the numbers.
He's had two straight 1,000-yard seasons, good touchdown totals, comparable to Amari touchdown totals, 7 for Ayuk last year. It was 5 for Amari. Amari's never had more than 9 in a season. Ayuk has had 8 in a season. He's played 4 years. Long-term, he's the guy. Okay, long-term, he's the guy. This coming year, maybe Amari.
But for one, yeah, I get it. But the other part of it is, it's.
But this is not just a one-year deal.
Is it a bad deal? Right? Is it a good deal or a bad deal? That's what you're trying to look at it. If you're a Browns fan, and if you're a Browns fan, you got a guy going to San Francisco. If he's not on your fan, if Amari ends up going to San Francisco, and he's not on your fantasy team, or you're not, your fantasy team's not playing against his fantasy team. And he's not putting up gigantic numbers. You look at it and go, "Wow, the front office made a good." I'm not going to look back on this trade. The problem will be is if Amari has an amazing year in San Francisco, and you're going to sit and stew because that's what we do around here. We sit and stew about players that we used to have in Cleveland that we let go. So it, you know, it's advantage Ayuk, just advantage. It's not game, set, match. And so, I like Amari Cooper. I can't say this enough. This is a very difficult deal. And then if you throw in the second rounder, I don't know what that means to anybody. What does that mean?
It means you draft a guy who you hope becomes a player. I mean, I hate to be that
blunt. For them, for San Francisco.
Yeah, but if you're the Browns, you're giving up a guy that, you know, would you land a guy in the second round and becomes a beast? Maybe. Or would you miss? Maybe. I mean, that happens all the time. The, you know, if you're looking for maybe consistency, a little bit more. 7 100-yard games for Ayuk last year. There were 5 for Amari. If that means anything, Amari had that one huge game where he had the 265 yards. And I don't want to say that skewed his receiving totals because it's not skewed. He caught 265 yards worth of passes, but it certainly pushed him over the top. And, you know, other than that, he had a couple of games that were over 100 yards, and then that one just blew it up. But Ayuk had more games, Andy, where you could say that there was more consistent productivity. And, man, this is really fine line stuff because I think Amari's terrific. But let's go back to it. He's 30. Ayuk is 26. What are prime years for receivers? Late 20s.
Yep.
So you would be getting Ayuk as he's really entering his prime, and you would be trading Amari as he's leaving his prime. That's a huge deal. That really is. And if you're comfortable with the money involved here, I don't know how you don't make that trade. Now let me throw one thought at you. Is there any way that San Francisco would prefer Jerry Jeudy to Amari Cooper? Because there's your young guy. He's under contract. If you're San Francisco, you're getting a guy who's under contract. You put him with Deebo Samuel, and is it Ricky Pearson? They drafted or is it Pearsall, one or the other? They drafted a guy in the first round. So they have another wide receiver that they're planning to bring along. And maybe, who knows what they've thought of Jerry Jeudy. Maybe they think Judy's a really good young receiver on the way. And if you could put Jeudy with something else to make dollars work, maybe they'd rather have Jerry Jeudy. Wouldn't you rather have Amari Cooper and Brandon Ayuk? I would.
All right, so let me just put it to you this way. If you had to make the deal right now, both sides are saying it's got to get done right now. Are you making the deal? Yes or no?
What is the deal?
It's the two. It's
Cooper
it's Amari.
In a second?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm making the deal.
I'm making the deal too. Dan, just quick, yes or no?
Absolutely.
Yes, okay.
216-474-0092. Do you agree? We all say if he'll come here for the contract the Browns are offering, we make the deal. It's Baskin and Phelps on the Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.